night's contestants, a Navy JAG officer from Alexandria, Virginia, Aaron Shepard. A staff attorney from Walnut Creek, California, Nishan Omo. And our returning champion, a research compliance manager from Silver Spring, Maryland, Andrea Dragan, whose one day cash winnings total $19,201. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Hey, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, folks. Good to have you with us today. We've been spreading the wealth around so far this week on Jeopardy. Andrea, a case in point, earning a little less than 20 grand yesterday. Nishan and Aaron, welcome aboard. Nice to have you with us. Let's go to work right now in the Jeopardy round, which today features these categories. Here, New York, followed by the Pony Express. Mock meats. Oh, that's in vogue. Terms of art, and then knowledge. What is knowledge? But power, P-O-W-E-R, coming up in each correct response. Andrea, off you go.
Let's do power for 200.
My new Ferrari 488 GTB gets 660 of this unit used for measuring the strength of a car's engine. Andrea.
What is horsepower?
Yes.
Power 400.
In ice hockey, when one team has a numerical advantage because of a penalty. Aaron.
What is a power play?
Good.
New York 200, please.
How do you get to this building? Have your tone poem premiere there, like Gershwin in 1928. Or just hop off the queue at 57th and 7th. Michonne.
What is Carnegie Hall?
Yes.
Power for 600.
The company known as This Man and Associates is a leader in consumer satisfaction research. Andrea.
What is J.D. Power?
Yes.
I'll take Power 800.
This legal document gives one party the authority to act on behalf of the other. Andrea again.
What is power of attorney?
That's right.
Power for 1,000.
Expect the best and get it is a chapter in this bestseller by Norman Vincent Peale. Andrea?
What is absolute power?
Nope. Sean or Aaron? What is the power of positive thinking? Andrea, back to you. You're still in the lead.
New York 400.
Now stepping to the collection plate and leading mass in 2008 at Yankee Stadium, this Pope, number 16, this Pope, Aaron.
Who is Benedict?
Good.
600 in the same category.
It's showtime at this venue on 125th Street for its comedy club and amateur night. Andrea.
What is the Apollo?
Yes.
New York, 800.
After performing there in 1965, Paul McCartney got back to this large New York venue in 2008 to help Billy Joel play its last show. Michonne.
What is Shea Stadium?
Yes.
Here, New York, 1000.
Bam, for short. It opened with a bam in 1861. The New York Times said it had the finest exterior of all the public buildings of its kind in America. And the BAM stands for Brooklyn Academy of Music. Four categories still in play, Michonne.
Terms of art, 200.
It can refer to a crayon made with powdered pigment or a finished work of art created with them. Michonne.
What is the pastel?
That's it.
Terms of art, 400.
It's the term for the board on which an artist puts the colors, as well as the range of colors used. Michonne.
What is the palette?
Yes.
Terms of art, 600.
Term for a three-dimensional artwork hung from a stand or the ceiling and moved freely by air currents. Michonne.
What is a mobile?
Mobile, yes.
Terms of art, 800.
This two-word term describes the place on the horizon where parallel lines appear to meet. Aaron.
What is a convergence point?
No. Michonne or Andrea? It's called the vanishing point, not convergence. Back to you, Michonne.
Terms of art, 1000.
This French term refers to paintings done outdoors. Aaron?
A fresco?
No. Andrea?
What is al fresco?
No. Both of those are not French, but en plein air is French. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in a moment. Stay with us. Aaron Shepard is a Navy JAG officer, and Aaron, last week on the program, we had a football category, and I understand It played fairly well, as a matter of fact. But I understand you had a football discussion with former President Obama.
I did, Alex. Yeah, so when I was an intern in the Senate. I was on one of the little train cars underneath the building. And I was minding my own business, and he came in with his cadre of aides, and they were talking about the Bears, and I ended up talking about Rex Grossman with him. So I'm sure he remembers it just as well as I do.
Absolutely. In fact, he mentioned it to me just the other day.
Excellent. Yeah.
Michon Omo from Walnut Creek, California, staff attorney who has attended a number of concerts. What are we talking about here?
If my count is correct, 218.
All by the same performers?
No. Lots of different performers, but I have seen Fall Out Boy 19 times.
How many
times? 19.
What's special about that?
The crowd is always great, and the band is always like so there for the energy. It's just,
but aren't the crowds always energetic and so there, no matter who's performing?
Not all the time. No? Sometimes you get kind of a low energy crowd. Sometimes, you know, the people are just there to get drunk, and you know, other times they're there to really like be there for the music. And I feel like Fall Out Boy's crowds are really there for the music, and we're all there to be together and listen to it together. So
sometimes they're there to get drunk.
Yeah, I know.
Got a problem with that, huh?
Not a bit.
Okay. All right. Our champion is Andrea Dragan from Silver Spring, Maryland. She has a 23-toed polydactyl orange tabby cat.
Yes, I do.
And what's the name?
His name is Ernie, and he is, besides my husband, the love of my life. So he has 23 toes, so 7 on one paw, 6 on the other, and then the back are all the same. But we adopted him from Rome, New York, and named him after Ernest Hemingway.
And no relation to the multi-toed cats that we find in Ernest Hemingway's old place in Florida. And
no relation, but that was the inspiration.
Okay, good. All right, let's get right back into this. And Michon, you have $2,200. You get to pick our next clue for us.
Let's do knowledge for $200.
A coherent series of propositions that serves as an explanation. The Big Bang is called one. Andrea.
What is the theory?
Theory, yes.
Knowledge 400.
It's the ability to form logical conclusions, and its age began in England and France in the 18th century. Andrea.
What is enlightenment?
No. Michon or Aaron? What is reason, not enlightenment? Back to you, though, Andrea.
Knowledge 600.
Sometimes paired with psycho, it's the separation and examination of something's parts to gain knowledge. Michon.
What is analysis?
Yes.
Knowledge 800.
Philosopher Immanuel Kant looked at knowledge from two perspectives, a posteriori and this one. Aaron.
A priori? What is a priori?
That's it.
Mock meat 600, please.
Despite lacking protein, mushrooms can be good meat substitutes as they have this Japanese fifth taste. Andrea.
What is umami?
Good.
Mock meat 800.
This tropical fruit with a man's name has a very meat-like texture. Andrea.
What is a jackfruit?
Yes.
Mock meats 1,000.
This six-letter Indian soft cheese has been substituting for meat for centuries. Andrea.
What is paneer?
Good.
Pony Express 400.
Pony Express riders were given one of these books when hired and required to sign a pledge not to swear, drink alcohol, or get into fights. Michon.
What is the Bible?
Bible is right. Less than a minute now.
Pony Express 200.
Big news items spread by the Express included the election of this president and the start of the Civil War a year later. Andrea.
Who is Lincoln?
Yep.
Knowledge 1,000, please.
Eight-letter word for one who knows all about lots of things, not just numbers. Michon.
What is the polymath?
Yes.
Pony Express 800.
Among the best known of the riders were Pony Bob Haslam, Bronco Charlie Miller, and William Cody, nicknamed this. Andrea.
What is Buffalo? Bill Cody.
Thank you.
I'll take Pony Express 600.
Answer there. The Daily Bubble in the round. And you're a shade off the lead. You trail Michon by 800.
I'll wager 1,000, please.
All right. The Express only ran for 18 months, ending when this other service was completed nationwide in 1861.
What is the Transcontinental Railroad?
No. What is the Transcontinental Telegraph? All right, you drop a bit. And Aaron, the good news for you is you get to go first in Double Jeopardy when we come back. right after this. Aaron, it is time to get things going. Upward, not downward. Here are the categories in the Double Jeopardy round. Lakes and rivers, how appropriate for you. The first modern Olympics. Adjectives for animals. Historic elements and minerals. Authors' other jobs, some of them have them. And finally, cast it. I have no idea what that category is about. Start us.
Lakes for four.
A remnant of the ancient Lake Bonneville. It's the largest lake in the western United States. Aaron.
The Great Salt Lake.
No, sorry. Andrea or Michonne? Aaron, you didn't phrase it properly in the form of a question. Pick again, please.
Same category for eight, please.
The Rappahannock River rises in the Blue Ridge Mountains and flows just over 200 miles before emptying into this bay. Aaron.
What is the Chesapeake?
You are right.
1,200, same category, please.
Popular for bass fishing, the man-made Grand Lake of the Cherokees is in this state. It's in Oklahoma. Aaron, back to you.
1,600, same category.
As seen here, the city of Florence, Italy, lies on both sides of this four-letter river. Andrea.
What is the Arno?
Correct.
Lakes and Rivers 2,000.
This longest river of Poland runs through the city of Warsaw. And that river is the Vistula. Back to you, Andrea.
Let's do adjectives for animals for 400.
This word can describe a sheep with a thick fleecy coat or an extinct mammoth also noted for its coat. Michonne.
What is woolly?
Woolly, right.
Adjectives for eight.
If your dog sits, stays, or heels on command, he's considered this eight-letter, highly desirable adjective. Aaron.
What is obedient?
Good.
1,200, please.
From the Latin word for tree, this term is used for certain monkeys who spend most of their time in trees. Aaron.
What is arboreal?
Right.
800, cast it, please.
The original Star Trek, Mr. Spock. Michonne.
With Leonard Nimoy?
Right.
Cast it 400.
Friends, Chandler Bing. Michonne.
Who is Matthew Perry?
He's the one.
Cast it 1,200.
This is us, Randall Pearson. Andrea.
Who is Sterling K. Jackson?
No. Michonne.
Who is Sterling K. Brown?
Brown, yes.
Cast it 1,600.
Fawlty Towers, Basil Fawlty. Michonne.
Who is John Cleese?
Yes.
Cast it 2,000.
The Walking Dead, Rick Grimes. Michonne.
Who is Andrew Lincoln?
You got him.
Author's other jobs, 400.
A portrait of James Joyce as a young man included opening this city's first movie theater, the Volta. Aaron.
What is Dublin?
Right.
800, please. Same category.
Answer. Ready, double? You can see that Michonne has a big lead.
I'll make it a true daily double, Alex.
All right, here is the clue. Like Doc Holliday, Zane Grey was trained as one of these professionals.
What is a veterinarian?
No. What is a dentist? Dentist. All right, you dropped it to zero. Go again.
Historic elements and minerals, 800.
In 1931, Gandhi picked up some mud and, referring to this in it, said, "With this, I am shaking the foundations of the British Empire." Aaron.
What is his fist?
No. Michonne or Andrea? It had to do with salt. Salt. Back to you, Aaron.
1,200, same category.
Pliny the Elder knew a long time ago that quartz was able to split light into one of these arrays. Aaron.
What is a prism?
No. Andrea.
What is a spectrum?
Spectrum, correct.
Animals, 1,600.
This word describes birds that travel great distances during certain seasons of the year. Michonne.
What is migratory?
Yes.
Adjectives, 2,000.
Aggressive cats may also be this, extra protective of their home turf or personal space. Andrea.
What is territorial?
You are right.
First modern Olympics, 800.
Germany's Carl Schumann won four medals, one for wrestling and three for this, including team parallel bars. Michonne.
What is gymnastics?
Yes.
Modern Olympics, 400.
As in ancient times, the first modern Olympics held in this country in 1896 had only male participants. Andrea.
Where is Greece?
Good.
Olympics, 1,200.
Seen here, dressed in traditional garb, Spirithon Louis became a national hero after winning this
26-mile race. Michonne.
What is the marathon?
Right.
Modern Olympics 16.
America's Robert Garrett threw a 5-pound, 8-inch diameter one of these almost 96 feet to victory. Michonne.
What is the discus?
Good.
Modern Olympics 2000.
Answer there. The other daily double, and boy, you have moved into a commanding lead.
God, 2000.
Two it is. Though joined together at the time, these two Central European countries competed separately.
What are the Czech Republic and Slovakia?
No, what are Austria and Hungary? And we have less than a minute to go now.
Elements and Minerals 2000.
Cardinal de Rohan, actually the dupe of a con woman, was arrested in 1785 as part of the affair of this necklace. Not pearl, diamond necklace. Michonne, back to you.
Elements 16.
In the 19th century, Cornwall was a world leader in producing tin and tin's byproduct. This poison with atomic number 33. Aaron.
What is mercury?
No. Michonne or Andrea? Correct response. What is arsenic? Go again, Michonne.
Author's Other Jobs 2000.
Early jobs for this Hitchhiker's Guide author include bodyguard, chicken shed cleaner, and script editor for Doctor Who. Michonne.
Was Adams?
Douglas Adams, yes. And with that, you bring bad news to Aaron, who is at negative 3,600. This wasn't his day. He'll go home with $1,000, but it'll be Michonne and Andrea dealing with this subject in today's Final Jeopardy. 20th century history. Think about it. Make a wager. Back in a moment.
It's not just older people. Wait until you hear how the coronavirus is a risk for healthy young adults.
It's not a matter of if, but when. We talked to an expert who says the coronavirus transmission will surge in our state.
Pigeons know to take a closer look at Geico and are ready to fire at this first name. What is Will? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Careful on this one, ladies. 20th century history is the category. Here is the clue. 1946 was the last year this place, now a country, was represented in the U.S. House of Representatives. 30 seconds. Good luck. Probably got its independence, and probably got it in 1946. Andrea, we come to you first. You had 6,400, you were in second place, and you wrote down. What is the Philippines? That's the correct response. Way to go. And you will add 3,600, giving you an even 10,000. Let's go to Michonne Omo. She had 15,800. Did she come up with the Philippines? She did not. Did she risk more than 5,800? No, she did not. So she is the new Jeopardy champion, having earned $15,800. And she will try to add to that total tomorrow. We hope to see you then.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.